Jared, oil is surging on that news. Things are getting tense.
That's right. And energy is about the only thing catching a bid right now because of crude oil. And of course, OPEC Plus relies on Russia as a swing producer, along with the rest of the world. Let's go straight to the Wi-Fi Interactive, where we can plot today's intraday price action. It's been very severe here. We've seen a lot of volatility this year, but once a key level in the S&P 500 went, we saw a pretty quick decline there. And you can really see that on these candlesticks. Let me just show you what's actually happened over the last 10 days, because the markets have been in kind of a holding pattern here. And you can see breaking this support, which is roughly in this box right here, just extending those declines. And if you take a look at a 2-month chart, we really don't have much support until 4,400. That's kind of a key decision area. But now that we've broken this area in here, it looks like we want to test these lows. So we'll have to see what comes of this. Also want to chart what's going on in the bond market. On the very short end of the curve, we've seen those yields plunge by about 10 basis points. That's a 2- and 3-year. You take a look at what's happening in the 5-year, that's down 7 basis points. So reversing that huge run-up we saw yesterday on those inflation prints. So what is the market saying right now as the yield curve flattens a bit more, or excuse me, expands a bit more? Well, it's going in the wrong direction. We have those shorter-term rates going down, and maybe the Fed won't act as quickly. You would think that might provide a bid in the market, but right now there is a lot of chaos and confusion. Want to get to crude oil, because as I said, that is the only thing basically catching a bid right now. Well, that and gold, I should add. And you can see that is at a new high water mark for the last, 7-8 years. You'd have to go back to late 2014 to see a price this high. $93 with WTI, $100, very short while away, or excuse me, not that far away here. You can see gold punching up. I want to take a longer term view. This is a 1-year chart of gold. We are right back up to the November highs. And given the sideways price action, you might think, well, is it going to test this this level that we have up here by the 2000 mark? Very, very possible if this continues. I should add that when we have these geopolitical tensions, you usually do see a knee-jerk reaction in the in the stock market to the downside. However, they tend to be short-lived. Geopolitical concerns alone typically don't drive stock market action over the long term. But with the Fed tightening rates, with everything that's happening right now in an election year, not to mention we have the Olympics going on right now. Is Putin going to invade the Ukraine while the Olympics are going on in Beijing? What does that do to U.S.-Sino relations? Just lots of questions here. Let me take a look. We can see tech is down. That is the biggest laggard here. That's down over 2.5%. So is consumer discretionary. So is communication services here. Now, these are the sectors that house the growth stocks. We can see Apple's down 2%, but Amazon really taking it on the chin, down 3%. Tesla down 4%. NVIDIA's down 6%. So really seeing a lot of the growth names getting hit, even though we're seeing that decline in yields. I've said it before, when we see bond market volatility, a lot of times that just leads to a spillover in equities, whether bond yields are going up or down. Market's really not liking this situation, at least for right now. Do want to reiterate, this tends to be short-lived, but there's an incredibly complex backdrop that we really have to consider here.
Absolutely. And we know how much the market dislikes uncertainty. And we've got plenty of it. Want to switch gears and get a check of Pfizer right now, because we know it's delaying its vaccine application for kids under 5. How is that impacting the stock, if at all?
Yeah, let me just go through some of the news first. The FDA is postponing a meeting on the Pfizer vaccine for children under 5 years old. Now, this is because this is the advisory committee meeting, and this is after Pfizer said that new data has emerged regarding its EUA, that's its emergency use authorization request for the COVID-19 vaccine, and that's in children 6 months through 4 years. And that came in an emailed statement from the FDA, reading from a Bloomberg report right now. The meeting was originally scheduled for February 15th. The delay has been to give the FDA time to consider added data. And in a separate statement, Pfizer and BioNTech announced plans to extend their rolling submission to amend their EUA of their COVID-19 vaccine for children 6 months through 4 years of age. And those companies expect to have 3-dose protection data available in early April. Let me see if I can find our pharmaceutical heat map, and I have it right here on the Wi-Fi Interactive, and we can see a lot of dark red here, or a lot of red here, not a lot of dark red. But looking for Pfizer, let's see, there we go. Stock down about 0.5%. We did take a little bit of a leg down on the news, but really considering everything else that's going on, healthcare being a defensive sector, really not too much of a reaction here, guys.